Welcome back to the Sneak Diss, your weekly podcast on sneakers, sports, culture, and other nonsense, made by sneakerheads for sneakerheads. Find the podcast streaming on iTunes, Google Play Music, Stitcher, YouTube, and on the website, which is updated daily at www.thesneakdiss.com. Get at us on Twitter at @the_sneakdiss, Instagram at @thesneakdiss, and check out the Facebook page, The Sneak Diss Podcast. And now, on to the Sneak Diss.
Follow us or else.
Y'all, episode 36?
Correct.
Who are 36? Jerome Bettis?
Ooh. 36, Jerome Bettis. The bus.
Somebody in hockey.
Wayne Gretzky.
Quick.
I think Sean Taylor.
You don't watch hockey.
I do watch hockey.
I don't watch hockey.
You wore 26.
I don't.
First of all.
I think he wore 26 in the league.
Sean Taylor.
But he wore 36 at Miami, I think, or something like that.
No, he wore 26 at Miami, too.
But he wore 36. Maybe it was his rookie year, and then he switched. Because at some point, he wore 36, I'm pretty sure.
Are there African-Americans in hockey right now?
Yes, on there's Flames.
Like, there's a couple of them.
A couple?
Popeye Jones' son?
Subban is one of the best players in the league.
He's good.
Who's that?
You got to open your eyes.
Who's that? P.K. Subban. Or Subban,
Ryan,
however you
George,
pronounce it.
Stink This Podcast, back in the building.
We back.
Yep.
Cracking. Thanksgiving's great, guys. Everything good?
Good Thanksgiving.
Lasers off.
Everything good?
Turkey bowl was lit. George's house was lit. We didn't leave George's house till 1 a.m. I had to be at the freaking... I had to wake up at 5:30
in the morning. You stayed that late?
Bro, we were there forever.
Dang. Y'all didn't even say nothing. No, y'all didn't even say Greg stay.
We were
nothing.
There forever.
I drove my own car. Y'all could have said, yo, Greg stay. Y'all didn't even say nothing, bro.
We were there forever. It was a late night eating whoopie pies. Pause.
Damn, I bet y'all was. Horizontally.
Missed out on, we'll talk about it later, but missed out on Triple Black Ultra Boost this morning.
They came out this morning?
No.
Since when?
On Frenzy.
Oh. Did you do it wrong?
No,
I did it hard. All right in the middle?
All right, relax.
Is that what you have to do?
No, you have to hit that button, so it's best to like tap it like that to hit it quick, but then...
Hit it quick and get out.
Boy,
yes, you hit it quick and leave.
And of course, everybody's bragging on social media. So I just want to throw boulders at them.
Really?
But you got to like tap the button and then the sizes pop up. But then it's not a drop down; they're like across the page. So I didn't know. And you got to scroll over to find a 12. So for anyone who wants like a 10 or whatever, it's right there, or 9.5.
Oh,
but you got to scroll to get the 12. I was like, what kind of shit is this?
That's kind of tight.
That's some dookie ass stuff.
That's when you hype beast.
It's dope. Okay, we'll talk about that later in the podcast. But yes, Frenzy is, the idea is super dope.
Oh.
We got pickups?
Yeah, well actually, real quick, I want to make a clarification on something. Oh my goodness, these are on here?
Yeah, for tomorrow.
I thought I sent you that. Oh, those are fire.
Oh, I thought you were talking
flames.
About Triple Blacks.
This morning. That's for tomorrow.
Those are for
7 a.m. Same store.
Those are for Joe Hayden.
I think I calculated it. I think they end up because it's in that store's in Canada and Canadian dollars. So I think it was like the Triple Blacks would have came to like 206 shipped, which ain't terrible.
What are these coming out to?
It should be the same thing, I would imagine.
Man, bro, your boy ain't got no money right now.
Well, you will lose anyway. So here's the thing, though. Actually, maybe we shouldn't mention this because it might help you guys not win in the future, but. I'll talk about it later.
All right.
What are you wearing?
What was I about to say? Oh, no. Real quick. I want to clarify something real quick.
So,
about
Preach.
Kith, Rise, all that stuff. So, actually, we got blocked by Rise.
Rise,
you know?
Blocked.
That's our first block, man. I'm hype, man.
Hit the applause button.
Hit that applause button.
You know you made it when you get blocked by a major retailer.
All right. So, we're currently blocked on Rise, which means... So, it was a dude hit me up on Instagram and was like...
Pause.
Y'all sit there and went in. Yeah. Y'all went in on Kith. And he went through my pictures and he saw I bought the New Balance whatever halves, 997 half.
Beach, whatever.
He was like, y'all go in on these stores, but y'all cop from them. Y'all hypocrites. Let me explain something to you. You're allowed to have an opinion. We're allowed to have an opinion about something and still shop. I can tell somebody that they're wrong for their actions and still shop there.
Well, you also cop something else from
you're kids. Right. All right. But I'm not, but I can't see people like, oh, people think like because we talk bad about somebody, that doesn't mean we can't shop there. I don't like views, but I'm still going to cop the next Drake. Like, I don't like a store saying you got to rap for your Yeezys, but I'm still going to cop from Rise. I mean, we're blocked now, but,
you know, bro. You talk bad about views, you get bars at you like Joe Budden did.
Hey.
You don't want it with that.
I'm just saying, like, everybody should be entitled to their opinion on anything, and there's no not one other podcast that discuss any of the stuff that we talk about. Facts, all right?
Facts. Number one right. Number one sneaker podcast.
Hey.
He got a lot of issues today, apparently.
Anybody got pickups?
Wait, what are you wearing first?
Oh, I'm wearing Independence Day Force, all reds.
Force?
I'm sorry, Independence Day Air Max 90s.
I'm wearing
all red.
I like fire. I need those.
Solar red ID Air Max 90s.
And coordinated.
What are you wearing? Gym shoes.
Gym shoes.
You ain't even going to the gym today. You got gym shoes on.
I was Ronaldo's. Planning on going to the gym.
And now you're drunk.
Pickups.
Yes.
Look what you did.
Only you're drunk off.
Look what you did.
Actually, I'm probably only Gregory's drunk off. Pickups. One Bud Light.
I picked up, you know. We'll talk about the non-pickup later. I picked up top three Jordan 1s.
Okay. Did you get yours from Nike or?
I walked into Nike.
Oh, okay.
What day did they come out? Monday?
Monday.
Tuesday morning, 10:35. You guys got any top three Jordans left? There's like one left, size 10. Take it.
Oh, that's the one you got? Yeah. Oh, I thought you were saying after you got yours they had one left, a size 10. Fit all right?
Wait, so perfect. You got the actual last shoe.
The last shoe. 9.5 would have been too small for me.
So you it wouldn't have. You just like a 10 better.
Mm-mm. No, 9.5 is
he
snug.
He wears a 9.5 in Jordan 1s.
The 9.5 is snug.
I got
on
10s though in breads.
Yeah.
And they fit pretty good.
Dang. Revolutionary. You fixed his life.
My toe is at the tip of the 10.
All right.
Pause.
That was it?
I'm mad about something else I'm not going to talk about right now.
Why? What is it?
Because I saw that fucking Kith tweet, and I put Salmon Toes and Mossad's in my cart, and then I fucking put my credit card information in, and it said, problem with credit cards. And I went to PayPal. By the time I got into my PayPal, they were fucking gone. And I saw it like 5 minutes before you fucking told us in the group chat.
I saw it way before you guys.
I saw it way before you saw it.
Just because I told you guys at a certain
what are you guys arguing about?
You couldn't. No.
I saw it. As soon as Kith tweeted it, I was on the website.
I was already... I already had
him in my cart.
Yes, you made it go live. You hit the button to make it live.
I was sitting there like, what is this? I was already in it.
I was in it.
Just because I didn't tell you guys...
I was 8 inches in it.
You guys need to both pause yourself.
We'll talk about that anyway. So, he's mad because he didn't get the Kith strike.
I know that's not the only thing you bought. I don't think you've ever only had one pickup week.
I think I'm trying to get freaking Jordan 3... True Blues, but I keep getting the high curve.
How the heck do you not have those?
I want them for not for like under retail.
But you got a 10.
Huh?
I thought you got a size 10.
I didn't buy them because they were retail.
Oh,
so I'm waiting for the under retail.
Oh, you wait about 3 more weeks. A week, maybe. George, you get anything?
Yeah.
I know you guys.
I feel like you guys. Trouble with the curves.
I prepaid for Triple Black Ultra Boost. I got a price that's way lower than...
Let's hear what that price
what
is.
What they are on eBay and whatnot.
Is it 300?
Well, I mean, I don't want to jinx it. Nah, it's way lower than that.
Is it 250?
Slightly above.
Because you know what happened last time you thought somebody got a good deal? You ripped Greg off, and you made Greg buy two of something, and you talked to him, and you said they were worth $1,000, and you owe Greg...
What shoe was that?
And you owe Greg $1,200 now.
What shoe was that?
Cleats.
He's not even talking about cleats. He's talking about top threes, I think.
Oh. You were like, oh, fam, you got a good deal, fam.
That was a good deal.
Those were like 800 right now, fam.
You'll be fine.
I haven't picked them up yet.
You'll be fine.
You said they came to the house.
Top threes?
Oh, you didn't ship them?
Nah, why would I have them? I ain't paying for that.
Oh.
I'm going right down the street to pick them up.
They'll go up.
Dang. Well, you said the fire sticks. I don't know.
It's a one.
She said, where's my fire stick? I said, you live 20 minutes away. Go pick it up. That was the funniest day in Facebook history. Though. I was crying at IKEA.
I thought he was saying, you bought one.
No, he's talking about what's her name.
I know what he's talking about.
She got in the group like, yo, how
long is this? I thought he was talking about you
at first. It's Christmas. Where's my fire stick?
She was sitting, boy. She was by the mailbox waiting for that fire stick every day. That joint mailed from the next city over.
Shout out to Charles and the fire stick.
Shout out to Ben Hathos.
Next city over. What else you got? I haven't said anything yet.
She was two blocks from the shop. She was two blocks.
I don't know, Ryan. Somebody was like, why didn't you drive it?
And then I was like, Michael LeBril, can you check your doorstep, fam?
and somebody tagged
Ben Speed. He said, "Don't you ever
yo ask Jim." Oh, did we tag Ben Speed? UPS. That was a funny day,
and nobody knows what the hell we're talking about.
They have no idea what we're talking about. We're talking about something in the Facebook.
I'm like, Jim Malloy, check your truck, fam.
Oh my god, that was funny. What else you got, George?
I didn't even say one thing yet.
You said pre-order Triple Blacks.
Oh, I did. I forgot about that. Yeah, pre-order Triple Blacks. Hopefully. I don't know if it's... Supposedly, it's 99.99% guaranteed, not 100%. So, we'll see. Hopefully, the person gets
our
size.
AIDS test. So.
RFVI
snap. Yes. Yes. And pregnancy test.
Pregnancy test. A DNA test.
You're not the father, fam.
Thank God.
Oh, thank God.
I'm assuming I talked about those Hardens last week, so I won't mention that.
You said you copped them, but they came in.
Yeah. They look like Dookie.
A bust.
Nah, I didn't try them on. I gave that pair to
Yeah, but in hand, Kid Cudi. Are they whack?
I think they're fine.
Like,
I mean,
would you wear them?
Absolutely.
With what?
You seen YG wearing them and you wanted them.
That's an IG picture, man. Everything looks tight in. I seen a picture of Yeezy wearing them. I mean, of Young Jeezy.
Yeezy probably was Jeezy wearing them.
Jeezy wearing them. And I was like, oh, they look all right. He was wearing the home colorway, though.
The other one that Harden's
and they
wearing.
Looked all right. But
okay. They're dope.
It's hard to say with the YG one, though, because he's, like, actually shooting hoops. Like,
yes, but he has slim jeans on, not hoop shorts.
I guess they're slim. They ain't skinny. Oh, all right.
You need to go back and look at the
picture.
What
else you got?
Top threes from Sneakers app. It feels good to win every once in a while with stuff like that.
Oh, you did get top threes, too.
Top threes
from like, hey,
Sneakers app.
When you sent, you're like, oh, I got them. You sent I was mad.
Yeah, but you went and got them at Nike, so get over
then
it.
Then I felt good.
Get
Why
over
didn't
it.
I say something, huh?
You hold grudges.
Wait, did you try on sneakers? Oh, I didn't even try since I already had two. But
oh yeah, the only reason I did it was because all right, it's a one. I'm not ever gonna wear it because I hate it. Maybe I can trade it for something.
You can trade it for something.
Maybe I'll hold on to it for a year and it'll be worth $1,000, like I said it would be.
Or hold on to it and trade it for two Royal Blues when they come out.
Yes,
year.
Two.
What else you got? Because you got to replace the fakes that you got in the closet.
We're gonna do a sneaker review video. Simple can review it, stuff in my closet on video.
Pause.
What else you got in your closet?
I'm not reviewing anything in your closet, fam.
What else you got?
Shoe room, sorry. And there was something else. Oh, I don't think I'm going to keep them. I think I'm going to use them as a Christmas gift, but those Stan Smith, the leather on those, or you call it suede leather, whatever you want, because it's like not the nappy suede, the like very low suede.
Racist.
Nubuck, whatever you want to call it, might be the greatest materials I've ever seen.
You talk so much junk about
pigskin,
Stan Smiths, and you like, yo,
that's not true.
Greatest ever.
No, I said I like what's the name better. Labor's better. I never said I didn't like Stan Smiths.
Actual cinder blocks now.
Well, if anybody,
I told you that I went to the Adidas store and sent you a picture. And you were like, nah, those aren't heavy. I was like, yes, you did. Man. I said, these might be the heaviest shoes I've ever picked up in my
entire
life.
Yeah, but they
were
like a size 14 in your hand.
No, it wasn't. It was your size.
Oh, I don't know, man.
Freakazoid. And I sold two things on GoDap, which GoDap might be the greatest thing.
What did you sell?
You love GoDap.
It might be the greatest thing.
What did you sell?
The Olive Ultra Boost double up that I had and the gold metal Ultra Boost.
Dang.
That I didn't like.
You might be the booze guy. You got a lot of booze.
I'm not the booze guy. I'm the booze capo.
He's the Boost Jesus. He's under God. He's one step removed from God. He's the son of the Boost God.
I don't want to be no one's son.
I got
so we're clear. I'll be the second in command, but he ain't my daddy.
Yes, he's a major. You're a general. He's a major. he's my daddy. What did I get? Well, I got a bill for my car.
You got the best thing that any of us got.
Yeah,
right? That but, he just yelled.
Yeah,
about,
but I might have
about.
To freaking get rid of it.
You should have. You should get rid of it anyways.
Man, are you crazy?
ASICs are done.
Oh, that actually
not
might be a need to be a
selling for a.
Yeah, well, but, I think we talked about but if they're redropping other ASICs that sell for that, like if you got what's them joints?
If he
with
keeps
the Cuba,
putting them in that box with all that
it
stuff,
even
in there.
Come in that box, dude.
It does come in the box.
And, no, I'm but saying it have to sell for $1,000 if it comes in that box and there's only 500 pairs or whatever,
bucks.
Like back to the numbers yeah. that it was before.
It's $1,000.
$1,000.
Well, I got first. I lost my
homages
wallet.
Are homage yeah. or whatever the fuck you want. To
Fire.
Call it.
You hate
those
them.
Are fire. You hate them. You hated them too. When I
no,
put those,
I did not.
When I put those on my list, you hated them. You said they.
I
sucked.
Just
no, I didn't. Listen. I said they deserve to be in like the top whatever we talked about. Yet.
I don't necessarily hate it, but you guys know I'm not a gigantic fan of the three. I like the five better. So if he did an homage or homage or whatever the fuck you want to call it on a Jelly Five, I would like it better because of the silhouette.
But there's
is
only
better.
Like four colorways of the Jelly Five.
So you mean that he did yeah, or yeah, that? Well, he, yeah. I mean because he came brought it in so late.
Yeah.
I got, like I said, a gigantic bill from the dealership. Let me
whip,
tell you something.
Whip,
just talking, you
want to
talk about your week?
Yeah.
Might as well.
Well.
Vent.
I like to, see, this is the thing about us. We're actually regular guys that buy sneakers and a podcast. We take L's. We don't got a vlog and got hookups. I mean, we might get hooked up every once in a while from something, but we're regular people, all right? We're actually regular people. We just came from work, okay?
Just came from work.
Car. Had it for about 2.5 months, all right? 3 months maybe. Under 50,000 miles, broke, all right? Half the engine, okay? Love the car. Needs $6,800 worth of work. I ain't got it, all right?
He must have been driving that thing off-road, huh? The previous owner.
You must have been racing.
No, they, he must have been.
They said,
plus, you dropped it off a curb when you came to softball that day.
Oh,
that might have
yeah.
something to do with it, huh?
They're listening, fam. They review this.
And my son's car got hit. Now my wife's car is in the shop because it needed about $3,700 worth of work or whatever it was. I'm like, this is a bad week. And I lost my wallet. So like anything I could cop.
What is, did you have your wallet out to pay
no,
for the car? Or
I had the wallet. No, I had the wallet in it's somewhere between the garage and the house, but I'm quite sure Cortez took the wallet and hit it somewhere.
And buried it.
Because we said Cortez. Where's my wallet? He said, I don't know. You could check my bed if you want. That's exactly what he said. We go in the room, check the bed. Nothing. He was like, you might want to look in the closet.
He's playing hot and cold like, with your wallet.
Because last time he threw my cell phone and my keys in the garbage. If I didn't call my cell phone and hear it ring in the trash can, I would have never found my keys or my cell phone. Wallet gone. He still has no idea. Yesterday, I said, Cortez, you tell me where my wallet is.
Did you not check the car before you took it in?
I've
or
checked
go to the,
every single
or did
inch
you go to
of the
dealership?
House. I have. No, it was in the car. I had it in my hand. I have no idea how I lost it that quick. That's all we know. We think my toddler took it. He has to have took it. Because you ask him about it, I said, Cortez, you give me a wallet. Daddy is so sad about his wallet. You find it, I buy you a toy. He was like, he got off the couch last night and took off running. He said, don't follow me. That's exactly what he said. Ran out, but then he came back.
He
and
got
was
a
like,
secret hiding space.
He couldn't find yes. it. He couldn't find it. Didn't come back with nothing. Then he ran somewhere else. He said, no, don't come with me. Don't come with me. Never came back with it. So we have no idea where it's at, man. So Jaguar broke.
Catboy playing tricks.
Don't ever
you,
buy
you know?
A Jaguar, man. I mean, under $50,000 a month. I love the car. It's beautiful. But no, we're regular sneakerheads. Now, do I got to go sell my collection to go fix it? No. But, man, I'm so mad. I'm freaking angry, all right? But I did pick up salmon toes.
You might want to disrespect aftermarket warranty programs right now.
Oh my, and my warranty covers nothing, all right? Every single dealership I called was like, oh, yeah, there's no way we can fix a Jaguar. We don't see them often. There's no way. There's no way. I called British places. They're like, oh, yeah, no. Like, you're a British Jaguar place.
Yes, you called London.
They called me.
Ship it.
They called me back and said, yeah, you might want to have the dealership fix it. I've never been told by another shop, like, yeah, you might want to let the dealership take care of this one. But I did pick up salmon toes from Kith, which I'm probably going to have to sell now because I got to put – I got salmon toes from Kith, and I still got my pre-order that I paid for a long, long time ago of Top 3. So –
oh, I do have another pickup.
That's it.
We both have another pickup.
I told you.
All three of us have another pickup. The XR1 duck camos. We picked those up.
Oh, no, I didn't get those.
I forgot.
You didn't get those?
Nah.
Yeah, I forgot about those.
I might, but I didn't buy them that day. It was Thanksgiving. I was, like, busy with my family or whatever. I don't know.
I'm sure you were sitting on your phone.
Mine got, that's right. You guys did cop those.
It pissed me off. I bought from JD Sports, right? I get an email.
What's JD Sports?
It's a place in the UK, I think.
Oh, okay. I thought it was Australia.
They sent me an email Monday.
Nah, it's a good store. We're sorry, it's like in malls and stuff.
We're sorry to inform you that your order's been canceled due to lack of availability of the product. I'm like, okay, cool. So I call him. I'm like, are they available now? He's like, yeah, we have a full size run now. I'm like, why would you cancel my order and you have a full size run on the website right now? I'm like, can I order them now? He's like, yeah, you can order them now and we'll ship them tomorrow. I was like, then why did you cancel my order?
That happens all the freaking time. I don't understand why you order something, they cancel it, and then be like, restock. If you restocked,
send me my order.
What is going to happen to Georgia every week? But
I will never have multicolored Ultra Boost now because they canceled my order like three different fucking times. And George was like, they just restock. I was like, they restock every day and they cancel my order every other day. I'm not doing it anymore. At one point, I was like $32,000 deep in pre-orders on multicolored Ultra Boost. I never got one.
You can't beat Greg's Finish Line story on ordering.
Bro, they held it.
Doesn't matter.
I've still never gotten a pair of anything from Finish Line. Nothing.
They give you your money back six months later?
Yeah.
Triple blacks and 3.0 whites.
I will never try to buy anything off Finish Line ever again. Like, it doesn't matter if you actually get it.
You would cop salmon toes if they were on there.
Man, please. They would never get salmon toes.
Well, yes, obviously they wouldn't. But
anything else coming out this week?
This week?
Yeah, you guys got to talk about what's coming out.
I don't know if it's coming out this week.
But we both did.
We both what?
Yeah. We both did.
That's the thing.
We both did dicks.
Talk to you next week.
We both did dicks?
We both did get. God dang, we're running long.
The hyper
adapt. We both did
comes
get
out.
Camo NFDs, though.
The hyper adapt comes out. The 3.0s Ultra Boost start coming out.
They come out
this weekend.
Space Jam's next week.
Triple Black Ultra Boost comes out tomorrow.
Space Jam is already
so
next
excited.
Week?
10th.
Oh, I thought Two Space Jam was like
the 10th.
Christmas Eve.
A week from Saturday. Yes.
Yeah, which means technically like you got your sign up. Are you guys getting Space Jams?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like, are you trying to get Space Jams or no?
I mean, I am. I'm trying to get 27 pairs and sell them all. And
so
stack
we're not
the money
having
like
Sneak Disc Fam. Jordan 11.
I lose when that happens. So
he never gets them. I mean, I guess I try. I mean, if y'all want me to,
I'm absolutely
we're
trying
to do
get
our.
Them.
What were we at breakfast at last year?
I didn't go. I didn't go to that.
IHOP 5 a.m. breakfast.
That's I didn't right. win like you guys won. So.
So I could go argue with all the salesmen and tell them to let me in the store.
Y'all were shook last year. Don't
yeah, we went across
that Indian
the
man
entire
almost
state.
Killed us.
Racist.
Hold
on.
Like a chief.
I think he's a chief. The Ultra Boost Uncaged Cargo with the Solar Red bottom comes out. You like those?
I love them.
The NMD.
I have no money.
The NMD R2 comes out. The new, the version 2 NMD. The ones you seen them on Manor's Instagram and you sent us the pictures.
Oh, really?
Long time ago.
The ones with the red, white, blue stripe?
What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Those
with the, like,
fire
oh, yeah, those
flames.
Are tight.
Yeah. Those come out.
Hey, Manor has Ultra Boost coming soon, too, so make sure to check out Manor Phoenix. They also have Rod Lavers and Stan Smith. So, George, if you need to get over there, yes. Hit him up. I forgot your hat today. I'm sorry. I'll bring it over tomorrow night.
You see how he acts? Harden won the home color that you're talking about. They call it the Pioneer. That one's coming out this weekend. The nines, OG nines.
That, oh, yeah. Space Jam nines.
I don't agree with that.
No.
Stop.
They first came out before the movie existed.
And let me tell you something about nines. Those Kobe nines are fire flames.
Fire.
They're super the fire flames. Oh, my God. They're so sick.
Y'all smoking weed.
They're so sick.
I wish they didn't have 23 on the back, but they're fire.
They're
if I could
so
get those
fire.
For like $80, I might cop them.
Those are so dope.
I disagree.
That might be
you.
The best nine ever. We'll talk about it when we get to nines, but that might be the best nine ever.
I disagree with you. But that's what's coming out this week and this weekend.
Awesome. What are we talking about today?
We got a lot to talk about. We already talked about a lot, but we still got.
I mean, we got some stuff in like weird order, but why don't we just talk about your boy Tiger Woods? Why don't we start off with that? Because your boy is back.
Well, we kind of already talked about the kiss strikes.
Nah, we got to talk about that.
You still want to talk about kiss strikes?
We got to talk about it.
We kind of Tiger Woods back.
Oh, just about the shoes in general? Nah, we don't got to talk about that. But we got to talk about the other stuff.
What other stuff? Frenzy.
Yeah, all the stuff like the article that I linked in the thing. Yeah, we got to talk about that.
That's bots.
But that's from Kith, though.
Kith bots.
Kith, Shopify, all that, and Frenzy is all, like, Kith owns all that stuff. I had no idea.
Kith does not own Shopify.
They started Shopify. I don't know if Ronnie Feig owns it or not, but literally had, they're the ones who started the whole idea. And with that man, what's his name?
Andy.
Andy, there you go, yeah.
Andy works for Shopify. Andy
also works for Kith and is like Ronnie Feig's best friend.
Andy is the account exec. He runs the Kith account, but he works for Shopify. Shopify is his own company. Trust me.
They started Shopify.
No. Andy does not own Shopify. I've spoken to Andy several times. He does not own Shopify.
All right.
Man, you ain't talked to no Andy.
I've bought shoes from Andy. He wears the same size as us.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
No, we talked. Nah, the Andy, the one that works for Kith.
He doesn't work for Kith.
Yes, he does.
Tiger Woods coming back.
Whatever you want to call it. Kith, consigliere, whatever.
Does Tiger Woods coming back matter?
Yes, absolutely.
Andy Oliver.
Oh, I know who that is.
From Winnipeg.
Think it matters?
He's their main IT person.
Yeah. He is in charge of the Shopify guy. He's like over, he has like 15 Shopify accounts.
Man, are we talking about Tiger Woods or Shopify?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Tiger Woods. Doesn't matter. He's coming back. Yes or no?
Yes, absolutely.
Why?
No, it doesn't.
What do you mean, why?
Because he sucks. I care.
Well,
but he sucks.
Well, we don't know that yet. Like,
we know it. This is like his fourth comeback. We know it.
Okay. Tiger is still in his 30s. Or actually, he might be 40 this year. He was born, 76 he was born. So he's 40 this year. There's golfers who have won multiple majors in their 40s. So,
but not with injuries.
Granted,
like his.
Tiger has more injuries than everyone, but. To me, it matters as a person who grew up playing golf, golf fan. Tiger is my favorite golfer of all time.
Tom Lehman.
Absolutely want.
Tom Lehman's my favorite golfer ever.
Where does he come up with this stuff?
He is.
You probably met him in Scottsdale one time. That's why.
And now he's your favorite.
Yes.
Ultra boost from him. Craigslist meetup.
He got him a discount on Adidas Three Stripes, whatever the employee website's called.
I mean, it matters. I care. I want to watch.
So he played today in the pro-am or the whatever it was, practice round, whatever. And he didn't have any birdies on the front, but he had two eagles and a bogey. So it was 3 under after 9. You shoot 66 every day, you're going to be in contention. You probably can't do that with
he's probably
no birdies.
The 70s.
But, hey, I'm excited to see what's going to happen. I don't think he's going to win immediately when he comes back.
I think he'll get hurt again.
He's going to – well, that's possible. I'm not – there's a high possibility.
I wish he retired, to be honest with you. Because I
still – just go to the senior tour.
About? You can until you're 50.
Yeah, but I don't know. I wish he retired because he's already tried to come back like multiple times. And I still consider him the greatest golfer ever because that's what I grew up – I didn't care about golf until Tiger Woods. And then I was like,
that's
okay.
Racist.
And then as I got older – yeah, but like he brought something to it. Like he put Nike golf in the forefront. Like, it made you care about it just a little bit.
The craziest part about that was, like, he still has some Nike clubs in his bag. Obviously, they're not making equipment anymore. But he had, like, a TaylorMade driver or something in his bag. And I don't know if he's ever used TaylorMade. So that was weird, me seeing that picture today.
He might be better now.
You ever heard of Jack Nicklaus or no?
That's not true.
You never heard of Jack Nicklaus?
I wasn't even alive when he was golfing. I think his last – what was Jack Nicklaus's last golf?
You were alive. He won the Masters in 86.
You ever heard of Greg Norman?
No, I know these people, but I didn't care about golf then. Huh? They wasn't out there wearing the swoosh.
Huh? They were wearing sharks,
they wasn't wearing it. Like, everybody cared. Like, I know some people who bought the golf turf shoe, Tiger Woods, the first one, just to wear, all right? Not, like, to play golf. Like, he had a major impact. I hope he comes back good. I do. I mean, but he honestly, him not being good is probably what dissolved Nike golf. Like,
well, absolutely. And Rory wasn't playing well for a while, but Rory can't carry a brand anyway. So.
He can't.
Because he's white?
No, he's not good. And
it's the same question. All right, so just to make a stupid point.
What?
You think Kanye can carry a brand, right? Can the what's the band that has the number one song in the world right now? Yeah, Eminem.
Who?
Chainsmokers. Can they carry Adidas?
I don't know who the fuck that
exactly.
is.
That's no my idea point. They're white. Exactly. They're white and they
fuck white people.
They have the
oh right.
You know?
What do they sing?
Is that not what he just said? Why? Because he's black? And I'm making a point about race, and then you're like, fuck white people.
Wait, what does Chainsmokers sing?
That
who
song.
Are they?
Mm-bop, 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 yes, mm-bop. That one. They've had the like number one Billboard song for like 9 straight weeks or something like that.
Suck Hansen.
I don't know. I'm sure you've heard the song.
I probably heard
just
it.
Just like on the radio or in a video or something.
Radio,
the reason why I brought it up is because they have the number one song in the world for 9 or a Billboard or whatever for 9 straight weeks. So
they couldn't carry nothing.
Exactly. That's the point right. I'm making is like Kanye can carry something or like has a perception he can carry it.
But that goes back to cool. Like Rory's not cool. Like
that's what he
Kanye
said because he said because he's white.
Cool.
So there's your answer.
But what's the guy who sings in Maroon 5? The
Adam
lead
Levine?
Guy. He could probably carry something.
Okay, I doubt it.
Only thing he carries is proactive.
I mean,
he carries proactive. Yes, he's the proactive face man.
What else we talking about? Kyrie 3, Kiss Strike? Where y'all want to go with this? Kiss Strike first?
Kyrie 3 is a...
Yeah, I think,
know how I feel
I
about
think
Kyrie
we need 3's. To talk about like, the Kiss stuff.
We'll talk about Kiss Strike first. So basically...
Because, like,
actually,
I think it was dope how they did it.
It was dope.
Okay,
because
I'm
we had
super
just,
I don't want to talk about it.
We had just talked about, on the previous podcast, about sneakers need to just drop.
Drop.
Just drop. That's it. Sitting on the couch. I don't know what else I got. Was it OVOs, the first one? Something. Just sitting on the couch. Happened
oh,
to be
yeah, but
on
that was
my
on
cell phone.
Red Octobers.
Yeah.
Red Octobers
white,
did
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you got white.
Red Octobers did that. And
yeah, well, so did all the Yeezy 2s.
But I
did, but we weren't ready for it. We were upset. We knew it was going to drop.
I was on Instagram.
Red Octobers, there was no warning. They
nothing.
Just sent out a tweet. And
because
they, were like,
they kept
yeah,
saying they were
so was the
to.
Other ones. We were
oh,
in
yeah,
California.
We were at work. That's right.
No, not the RSVP. The we were at my brother-in-law's friend's house.
Oh yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
That was when
right.
you had your first Coors Light.
That's right.
Metal can incident.
Yeah, but Kill Strike just dropped. Like it just dropped. Just like it's that's how it should happen.
Yeah,
and it
they've
gives
been doing
everybody
that,
a better.
I mean, they haven't done it in a while, but they were doing Kiss Strikes years ago. I mean, that's
right. And I have been on Twitter, Instagram, everything. I never saw one person saying like they're going to drop soon or like look
yeah,
out
yeah.
for them. I never saw that. And if I didn't have my if you didn't have your kid notifications on, you wouldn't have known. Like,
yeah, I had no idea. You were saying something about did you order, and I thought you were talking about like
you thought
top
I was
threes
joking. You was
because
like,
I thought you were talking about top threes.
I grabbed a pair, luckily, one of the hardest cops I've ever did, the most captchas, whatever those garbage is called.
But it wasn't
ever.
Hard from, like,
it was
you
too
probably
many.
Panicked.
It
but.
Wasn't hard, it was too many. Once yeah. you got one right, another one came up. You got another right, another one came up. You got another right, another one came up. That's when I started panicking, all right? But that's how it should be.
It
should be like that. They should just drop like that. It's annoying because you now have to like have your notifications on everything now, like, but I liked it. I'm glad I got a pair. And like I said, we love Kith, but if they do something we don't like, we're gonna talk about it. Like, so it doesn't mean like we can't cop from Kith. But I'm glad I grabbed them, and I actually could have got the green ones too. Like, I had them in my cart. I'm just like, what's happening here? When I bought the salmons,
you were in a state of euphoria.
Well, because when I bought
euphoria,
the salmons,
euphoria.
When I bought the salmons, and it took me back to the site. Only sizes like all 9 through 10 was gone. A couple sizes up high. There was like 11, 12, 13.
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
And then like 7, 8, 9. Like,
that's the main topic today.
But the greens, all of them were available.
All
like,
of them were available.
When I was on there. I don't get how you didn't get them if you say you were on there like that. That quick.
Because my card wouldn't.
Oh,
my card didn't go
see,
to
I
the
don't use
time.
That. Right, so actually, so this I'll talk about this more on
that's
the next
why I did
thing.
PayPal.
I thought that my card was going to be more secure than. I thought it was going to be faster than PayPal.
Yeah,
because it wouldn't redirect me and then redirect me
phone,
back.
Though.
Yeah, but I think when you redirect to PayPal, I think they hold stuff, though. I think because
I only use PayPal.
I was like, my card's going to be fine. Like, I'm going to use my card. It's faster. I just punch in the number and it's done. And
yeah,
it was like card error. Card error.
Yeah, but did you use your cell phone?
The only way I've ever gotten through on Kith.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so
use Google Chrome.
I mean, it was easier. It's easier now when they have more pairs, except this release. But, you know, when I got those denims, that was back in the
they
days
were
when
up
they were only making like 500-600
minutes.
Pairs. And I got the denims by using PayPal. That's the only way you can get stuff
denims
on Kith.
Denims fire.
Okay,
it's
I disagree.
Top 5 shoes of all time.
No.
Whoa.
Don't disrespect.
You stop. Right. You stop.
That's
get
fire,
out.
More fire than Salmon Toes and most odds
not
combined.
Original Salmon Toes.
Hey, well, man.
More fire.
No.
I only use PayPal if I'm not using Google Chrome. If you click, if they send a link in Twitter and you have Google Chrome on the iPhone, it automatically opens it in Google
Well,
Chrome.
It depends whatever you have set up as your default browser.
So if you have all your stuff already set up in Google Chrome, it's like that on Kith. But when I clicked the link, it didn't open Google Chrome. It took me to Internet, the Safari.
Yeah, because that's whatever your
default is. Crud. So it took me to Safari, so I had to do PayPal. The last few Kith releases, I've done PayPal. I did that for every single one, and I got them. It's been fine.
The video that I saw where the dude was, he did a video for like how to get Yeezys or whatever, and his one of his main tips was you have to use PayPal. That's why, like, when you said you were entering your card information when the V2s and you said you got the cart 11 times, I was like, why didn't you just go to PayPal? You would have checked out.
I did. That's
yeah,
what
but
I was
you
trying.
Said you did that after all the like times with your credit card or whatever.
Yeah, well, because last time for Pirate Blacks, I used my card. I didn't do PayPal.
I don't remember.
So
all I remember about that release is like I saw like all the pages easily. Like I didn't have issues with Pirate Blacks. It was ridiculous. Anyways,
so I'm the only one on the Sneak Disc podcast that got salmon toes.
Shut the fuck up.
And I'm lit.
Simple, super angry.
Kenny.
This wasn't on our list today, but
you sound like Kenny.
The my Adidas thing. Did you get that 30% off?
I didn't see that yet. Oh, no.
You could actually make these 30% off. 104 shipped.
It was actually all right.
That's the same thing with livestock ones that you want.
I said they all right.
All right.
But Ultra Boost, you said Ultra Boost is getting on my Adidas, right?
Yeah, but right now it's in New York and they are $260.
You just paid $260. Like, it doesn't even matter. You just paid $260 for Triple Blacks.
Well, I mean, I don't like, know.
Oh, you just told his whole business to the whole world. He wasn't saying nothing.
Let me tell you something. $260 is retail now for everything to us. All right.
Over retail, under retail.
You find something for $260, you're like, oh, God.
You got it.
All right. That's facts. All right.
Space Jam's going to be $240, like $245.
Retail?
Well, they're $220. Oh, tax. It's gonna be
that's how they, but they've been like
door.
That forever. They've been like that forever. You buy two or three pairs every single year, all right?
I do.
So that's for you about $800, all right, every single year.
If I buy them, I'm selling them, though. But anyways, like.
You're going to wear them.
To go back to that point, and it'll segue into that the main conversation for today.
That's my segue noise.
So with the with Kith was the first one to use Frenzy. They were also the first ones to experiment with stuff not on the website.
It.
Yes, but so to go to that point, tips for checking out or whatever that I saw the video. Number one, the dude said like if you're trying to get Yeezys, just get a 10. Or something that has a million pairs and trade up for your size. You're better off doing that. Like for me, for you it's different because you guys get our size that's popular. But when you look at like Yeezy Mafia or whatever and they show the numbers on some of that stuff, there was one release the other day where I saw they had like 100 pairs of size 9, 9.5, 10. And size 12, they had 15. Like, you're not getting through on a size 15 if that's what the numbers look like. You know what I mean?
Size 12,
like,
you mean?
That's what I say.
Size 15.
Oh, you're not getting through on a size 12 with 15 pairs.
Nah.
Whereas, like, there's 100 of something else.
Nah. Yeah.
So, I mean.
Them all size 15 are going to NBA players and NFL players.
Well, size 15, yes, but size 12.
So, Frenzy, because I don't know what it is. I mean, I know what it is. I have it.
Well, you told me about it, and then I researched it.
Yeah.
That my article, bank doesn't support Apple Pay, so I'm super salty.
What do you bank at?
Arizona
so
business.
Use a credit card.
Arizona business? Yeah. Like Arizona federal business?
That doesn't even make any sense. What do you buy?
You make
your uncle pay for all your shoes?
They just don't. Apple Pay doesn't support it. I don't know why.
What are you talking about?
Yes, it
supports all your credit cards. Put it on your credit card, then pay your credit card off.
Oh, yeah, I'll do that.
Wait a minute.
Not all banks are compatible with Apple Pay.
I thought it was just something that houses your credit card information. What do you mean support? Like... Anyways,
I have no idea.
So,
but that article, speaking of your boy, what was his name? Oliver Twist.
And what happened?
Andy Oliver. He wrote that article that I sent you guys. I don't know if you opened it up, but that was the article about combating bots, combating auto scripts and all that kind of stuff. And they were talking not only about Frenzy, but also about the sneakers app. Because if you think about it, the bots can't simulate a fingerprint. Which is why that stuff works. They can't simulate Apple Pay. So what they're saying is all these sites eventually might go to an app-based thing or something where you have to pay with your fingerprint instead of checking out just by clicking buttons. Because an app, a bot, or an auto script can click buttons.
Dear God, I hope that happens.
But it can't simulate your fingerprint. It's not going to make it easier for us to cop. Because I mean, it'll make it a little bit easier, but think about
four years ago, we still couldn't cop. Like I won't. It make you less angry if you legitimately lost.
Okay, so here's the thing. Yeah, we won't
to
be
real
paying,
people.
We won't be paying $200 prepay anymore for a slot. So you'll still get everything for retail, but it's if you get it. You know what I mean?
Which I'm fine with. I don't like seeing people sitting around with like 100 pairs of Yeezys and stuff like that. Like,
I think some of that still will happen because people probably get those from stores or connects or whatever.
But who is giving?
Some of them, some of that will still happen.
But homeboy that got 100 Bapes.
That was supposedly at an Adidas store.
Okay, and the, first of all, there was only 180 they, Bapes of each colorway in the, United States.
In the U.S., but I think that was in Japan, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Oh.
I looked at it, but I didn't read the article. I was too angry. I was like, "There's how is that allowed? Like, how, I mean, how many did that store have? Like, it makes
it would
no
make
sense,
sense that they would have, it, to me, it makes sense since Bape is from Japan, yes, that they would have more pairs.
Yes, but
in Japan.
How do you give a single person 100 pairs?
Oh, he's paying extra.
He would have had to pull a U-Haul to leave. Like,
he would have had to
heck?
Have private security to leave.
I mean, yes. I mean, well, but they might have
the Japan.
They might have
police.
Told people that they didn't get the shoes or something. Who knows? Like, they, you know, people might not even have been
who,
waiting
Adidas?
Outside if, the store. If so, obviously someone from the store is a culprit in that. If that's really at an Adidas store, that's just what I read. Who knows what the real truth is? But it was supposedly an Adidas store in Japan.
We want answers.
I want answers.
All Wex, right, what's
that's
the deal?
Whack. Like, I need to actually make sure I hit him up.
Wexler, hit us up.
Like, I'm,
we're waiting on the Bape NMDs.
That shouldn't even be possible. That makes no sense, how somebody can get 100 pairs.
That's one shoe that I
store.
Will admit. Like,
they would have had to get
the more
it
I
the
look at
night.
It, the more I'm like, oh, you know what? That's kind of dope. Because back then I said it's
fire.
I said it sucks.
Yeah, because you hate everything.
You
Bape.
Hate everything.
Right. I mean, I hate like when they
you
put
hate
the,
everything
the, like,
everybody
teeth
else
on
likes,
someone's crotch is ridiculous.
Well, those that's
stupid.
When you're our age. Is dumb.
That.
I already did.
But
teeth
you hate,
around my
you hate
crotch
stuff like
Bape
because
good.
Everybody else likes it.
Yeah. No, I don't think it's that.
You
I
hate
mean,
anything anybody else likes.
That doesn't make any sense. Simple, since I cop a lot of shoes that everyone likes.
Wex?
Clothing wise, like Supreme, I don't need it. Bape, I don't need it. It's unnecessary to me. I just rather get a plain t shirt and
yes, like
jeans.
Your Old Navy tee here. Wex,
I mean, it's a plain T-shirt. I don't know how you make
Wex,
fun of a plain T-shirt.
Wex could help us be the boost deities.
Man, I don't know if he helping any of us.
He Kyrie, liked one of our tweets one time.
He's a few times.
He's a homie.
But wait, hold on. So it goes back to what you were talking about. What's I know we talked about it a little bit last week. So what's the best release style? Online, like Kith did, where they just dropped it, whatever,
just
or you put it on Frenzy, or you use this like Apple Pay thing where someone needs a fingerprint.
Just
what do you
drop
do?
Drop it. And send a tweet, and make sure you follow stores because you don't follow Kith anymore.
If you send,
unfollowed him
if you
a year
send
ago,
a tweet, though,
you, unnecessary.
Hold on a second. If you send a tweet, you give a bot an electronic signature to go and.
I don't even. I would.
Okay.
I would have never known if they didn't send the tweet, but I would prefer if they didn't send a tweet. That's all.
You remember how Kith releases used to be like back when we used to get them or try to get them?
Yeah, but it was scheduled though.
But I understand it was scheduled, but at. At when we would log on at 7:58,
we won a lot of those.
And then 8 a.m. rolled around, the website changed. When you refreshed, the website was different.
It would change.
And that's how they combated the bots because you from 7:59 to 8, it was a different website and the bots couldn't read it.
Well,
it allowed the people to get
the
them.
Biggest problem is all these sites have the link in advance. Why would you give? I don't
know. No, but the Kith didn't. Kith. Would,
yes, you're talking about dip back then.
I'm talking about
different.
Yeah,
I'm talking about the companies
Kith, yeah.
Now.
Yes.
If you go to Soul Links, you find every single link for every single site.
But,
it's ridiculous.
But Ronnie Feig, Kith, Andy Oliver,
yeah,
whoever
they're definitely like
they
revolutionaries.
They were the revolutionaries in combating bots. Because bot orders did not get through, and if they did, they were canceled immediately.
And they were this time.
And
I mean, that doesn't
time.
Necessarily help someone check out. They would have to come back.
Well,
and
they
check
weren't
out.
Canceled on Salmon Toes and all that, but they were canceled on the Golden Ticket release.
Yes.
Which you had brought up last week.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
People canceled.
That
bot
man
orders.
Said, I used a bot. Please cancel my order.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
That, oh, that's right. They did say that. Well, I mean, supposedly there was a release that was supposed to go on Frenzy, and I don't know if it was that one, but Frenzy said there was like technical difficulties.
And
I don't know if it was that Salmon 3.1 or whatever. It might have been that.
And with all due respect to Kith.
Because they did all their V2s on there.
And with all due respect to Kith, they won Retailer of the Year. Congratulations to them. They
Congratulations,
did.
Congratulations, because it's one of the
and
greatest
it's one of the
stores,
greatest stores
to,
ever.
Period.
But
part of
Ronnie,
that, though, is because they also managed to create a clothing line out of thin air,
God,
basically.
That's fire.
I mean,
their clothing
why.
Is fire.
That's
everything is fire. Everything they do is... Amazing.
It was great. I'm
but
not going to lie to you.
That new ASIC that Ronnie brought back a couple weeks ago sucks.
You talking about that like, well, it's like a sandal?
The gel, yes. Mine.
What the, those suck. So those bad. Those are trash. Those are
You should have left that one in the archives, Ronnie. They
but that suck. Was the whole 3.1 point.
The 3.1 sucks, too. The
that
upper,
was the whole point.
The 3.1 nice. The 3.1 sucks, but I've heard it's like more comfortable than Boost.
But that's what we complained about.
That's not true.
Because, like you said, they were just trying to get rid of trash.
Yeah.
Nobody was going to buy those sandal whatever Adidas. Those are garbage, all right?
But you get a golden ticket with it.
Then it's like, oh, then it's like, ah,
yeah, I'll bet $200 to get a shot at buying this.
You know, people said like, ah, it's all right. You know, it don't suck that bad. That's a sneakerhead favorite comment. Oh, you know what? It ain't too bad. You know,
I'll wear it to hoop in. I'll wear it to the gym.
Kyrie 3s.
I can wear those to hoop.
Kyrie 3s dropping. They all right?
I think they're dope. They're way better than they twos suck. To me.
They just look like the they're strap got cut off.
A regular plain shoe.
Huh? Yeah.
I understand. I figured you guys would say that, but I don't like straps on shoes. You already know
to
that
me,
for the most part.
To me, the one I think is the best.
I hate those two. I mean, that's fine. Looks like a one. It looks like the one to me.
The one. What?
I mean, they don't.
The one Kyrie. The three looks like more closer to the one than the two.
We'll say the same thing that we're like notorious. Like that it. I'm notorious for saying.
He said I'm.
Yeah.
And what is that?
I'd hoop in it. I wouldn't wear but it. We're not wearing it.
You know what?
We're not
actually,
it.
I, have you? Has anyone tried on the KD, whatever number he's on? What number is KD on? Seven?
Seven. I don't know.
I've seen a lot of people hooping in those. Are those comfortable to hoop in?
Which one?
Because I'm religious Kobe. If I'm hooping, I'm hooping in a Kobe. I'm going to try the Harden, obviously, because it has Boost. But
I don't know. I tried to hoop in a KD 4. It was terrible.
That's a 4.
No,
a
4.
A
new one.
I know. But like,
I've seen a lot of people hooping in that shoe, and they said it's like super comfortable.
4 is a little hard.
Any KD I've ever tried to hoop in,
narrow shoe of all time,
was tough to hoop in. Like to me, like the new Jordan stuff is the best.
Nah, it's too big,
top of the line, too bulky. Like,
well, I mean, well, okay, then we could tie that in too. Russell Westbrook right now is averaging a triple double.
As of last night, he's averaging a triple double.
He's averaging a triple double after last night's game, and he's a Jordan Brand athlete. Kyrie is a Nike athlete. Kyrie doesn't have anything enough like. We talk about cool. Kyrie's not cool enough to me to sell a sneaker or carry a brand or nothing.
Yeah, but people love the ones and twos, though.
Yeah, but
like,
Kyrie's
think he's not cool.
They,
but
they overreactive with ones.
But listen,
and twos are everywhere. Sitting,
but listen,
but that's because they made a lot of them, though.
Kyrie is cool enough to sell a shoe.
A weird person.
Because LeBron James.
J.R. Smith is a weird person.
Is on his team. Just like.
He is, but you just said Kyrie's like, weird. Kyrie's not weird. J.R. Smith is weird. Okay. That's the definition of weird.
Kyrie's right. Kyrie is cool enough to sell a shoe that's because a LeBron point. James is on his team. Just like the same way that Wave Wade's sold out when LeBron James was on his team and they were winning titles.
That's a fact. Kyrie's would not sell if LeBron wasn't on there.
No, they wouldn't.
They wouldn't at all. He can't carry.
I'm sure that's part of it, but that. It's also Nike, though. So, like, the Way of Wade thing is you're talking about a brand that no one cares about.
But Way of Wade's flew. When LeBron was in Miami.
But it was also new. It was, like, a new thing.
It doesn't matter. They flew.
Of course that has a part of that.
But now all those ones that flew, even the limited ones, you couldn't give them away.
On Black Friday, it was the entire site was 50% off, I think.
Yeah. They were just giving them. They were like, "Adam Descartes, we'll ship them to you for free. We just need to get them out of the factory." But Li Ning's going out of business.
But like a Kyrie, he's not.
He's not. It would be like the equivalent of like Wiggins. Like Wiggins
seems to love his shoes.
Wiggins,
I don't know what it is. But
if Wiggins was,
you
in,
hated him.
If Wiggins, if that love,
I'm talking about other people.
If that love Wiggins trade never happened. The Pure Boost or whatever they're called.
His shoe would fly. It's super comfortable, but it's
it would fly if he was still
Holy
in Cleveland.
Shit, that
well,
shoe sucks.
Have you seen it in person?
It doesn't suck.
It doesn't
it
suck.
It sucks.
And it would
too
fly.
High,
and
yes,
it would
which
fly.
Means it sucks. That's part of the reason it sucks. It looks like a military outpost, like in a video
it's
game.
It's hard to describe.
It's like a Contra enemy.
it's the last boss on Contra. Yes. You have to shoot it in the middle
You talked about the Curry 3 being a capital L, dude. That's a capital L.
It is a capital L. It's, I don't know. I think it's fine. But I do agree with Ryan saying that those would fly off the shelves if Wiggins was on the Cavs and LeBron was there. I do think that does matter. If LeBron left the Cavs, which will probably never happen again, I don't think he can.
Yeah, I'm sure somebody would try to kill him. Unfortunately.
Kyrie's wouldn't sell. Only Kyrie's that I see that people actually sell or care about is that Krispy Kreme one. Like, those still go for kind of high. And those are stupid. Because that's corn.
They didn't when everyone thought it was an ID. But then when they started releasing with the special box that Nike drove around.
Yeah, then everybody wanted it. They were driving around in a Krispy Kreme truck. Like, it was corny. And then, like, now what? A couple weeks from now, the Kyrie comes out. Did you see the pictures?
Yeah, it's like all teal or something.
The best what the ever.
Because it's not, doesn't because shades of colors.
Yeah, because it's one color, but the what the part is like all the prints, all the identity. The best what the sneaker ever to me, excluding like SB Dunks. I think the SB Dunk is still the greatest one of all time, but that Kyrie is fire. All right.
I don't know why you guys don't like the three. I think it's super clean. I mean,
I think it's just...
I know what you're saying. It looks like a generic Nike shoe. I understand that.
It doesn't look like a star athlete signature shoe. If this was a Steve Nash, I'd be like, oh, I see that. It looks like a regular... It has no character. I guarantee that they're going to come out with some of the craziest colors, themes, and nonsense for that shoe to make it attractive. It's just a regular basketball shoe. It has nothing to it to where you're like, oh, that's fire. Like, it's not even fire.
I mean, a lot of stuff is like transitioning back to
that's kind
of
dope right there. I don't know why you think that's not dope.
No, that picture is dope.
Okay, but why would the shoe not?
And they look like KD, what, twos?
KD two had a strap, but yeah, it does look like that a little bit.
Was it KD two? They're not, they better be 120, 110. Facts. All right. I like the Kyrie too.
They look like the Hyper Revs.
Yeah, dissing the Kyries because both of you said you like the ones and twos.
I liked twos, but I didn't think like I don't own a pair. I don't like the ones.
I mean, you know what? I'm not saying
we're gonna
let's put it this way,
wear it casually, but I think it's better than a two
to
me.
It's dope as a hoop shoe.
You know what I like on the two is the midsole and the outsole. I hate the strap.
But the strap is so high, it almost doesn't matter. Like, it's a high strap. The strap is across the middle. It's around the ankle. It almost doesn't matter.
You know, upon further review, the Kyrie 3 is a dope hoop shoe.
But, see, you put hoop shoe. There's a lot of stuff that are dope hoop shoes.
Nobody's wearing Nike basketball shoes.
You ain't wearing that.
Nobody's wearing Nike basketball shoes casually anymore.
No, nobody.
Nobody's wearing Big Bangs. Nobody's flying to go buy LeBron 9 cannons. Nobody's flying to buy Miami Vice 9s. Nobody's buying Nike basketball and wearing it casually, period. It's Boost Life. The only things that sell these days, if they got Boost in them.
We talked about it. Or Jordan 1s.
Jordan 1. And even Jordan 1s. For me to be able to go to the store the day after the release
and pick up a pair, because they made a million pairs, though.
Huh?
Well, how many did Nike... They only got like 32, though.
They made a million.
They had 32 pairs, and they had They had 7 pairs left over, and 10% go to employees.
But it is... kind of crazy.
0.7. Oh, you mean total pairs.
Total pairs.
I think you meant 10% of leftovers.
But it is, they cut it in the thirds. But the fact that Simple did go to Nike and get a size 10
at
kind of speaks a little more volume.
45 minutes after they opened.
Okay, hold on a second. If the black toes and bread ones, and that's even calling them that, I understand that, but they
black
a
toes,
lineup for both.
Black toes were easy to get.
No,
because I struck out.
Where did I get mine? Where did I get mine? I don't remember where I got mine.
Probably from your boy, Uncle Phil.
No, they don't get ones. I don't remember. I think I went to Nike like later in the day and bought them.
No, you didn't because you didn't go.
They had a line for both shoes.
Where did I buy? Oh, I won them. I won them at the raffle. You're right. I won them at the Scottsdale raffle.
Black toes are impossible. I lost everywhere.
But breads, there were pairs that sat at Chic of bread ones at like two or three Chic's.
And supposedly pairs sat
only
at like Steven's
shoes. Only if people didn't pick them up.
That's what I'm saying. People didn't pick them up. So, like, that's if a different shoe was that sought after, then it would be picked up. You know what I'm saying? Like for there to be...
I mean,
for there
they
to be,
still were selling for $350 until they came down.
Okay, but for,
you pay?
But for there to be...
60 to 80?
Yeah.
But for there to be 7 pairs of top threes left over and 3 to 4 pairs went to employee, that's 11 out of 32. A third of your inventory sat.
That release doesn't make any sense to me because people love what the shoes, and that's a one. So I thought with the two combination... together, they would be $600.
But it seemed like everybody on Earth has them. Like,
I think the numbers were higher that they made, and also we always talk about this every year, and not on the podcast because we've only been doing this 1 year. But before Christmas, you know what I mean. Before Christmas, things change. People save money up for specific shoes, or they
you
save
think that
money
affected
up
the
to,
ones.
Absolutely.
I don't think so.
It affects everything.
I don't think anything could affect a one.
If people, if resellers don't see the price up.
But they were.
No.
I don't know, you saw them on GoDaddy for $500. You were flipping out, pulling your hair out.
Yeah, but that was like three weeks ago or something.
I pre-ordered off of Ben Hathaway's. And the price that they were at was pretty reasonable
for that
considering
time period.
What they are. And I was like, oh, okay, like a one, a what the, first ever? Wow. I'm copying.
Yeah.
Now.
And then in Facebook groups, like that day, it was like 2220. Like there was like in sneaker circle size 9, 9.5, shout out to them. There was a bunch that were like 210 shipped, which is basically retail plus shipping to you. Like, because they were 175 almost out the door. Like, I mean, maybe the person made $10, but.
I don't think holiday made a difference with it.
Well, the,
it I
does,
don't.
Yeah, it does. It does every year. It does
I don't
every
know
year
because,
with every shoe.
Because this year, it didn't seem like anybody gave a shit about True Blues, and it doesn't seem like. It really doesn't seem like many
that's
people care
yeah,
about
Space Jam. Yeah, but that's
Jams.
Another shoe. That's the reason, though.
You think so?
People aren't buying True Blues because they're 220 and they're saving money for Christmas. That's why.
I really don't.
Space Jams are going to sell out and people are going to be waiting in line and fighting.
I don't know.
But I think
Space Jams. What are you talking about? Of course they are.
I think this is going to happen. I think there's going to be a line. Everybody in line is going to get their pair. And then just like with 7210s, whatever's left is going to be there for 3 or 4 days.
Nah. So, dude, I sold 7210s for like $390.
Okay. I'm talking about our market in Phoenix, though. In Phoenix, we went, and on Tuesday, people were hitting up Nike employees like, yo, can you get me these
on Discord? Yeah, hold on. People always say that, like, Phoenix is different, but the only city that stuff sits in is New York, and you know that because you've been there and you've seen it in the stores. They still had, like, gold medal Ultra Boost sitting, like,
too.
The week after. They still had Olive Ultra Boost sitting. That would never happen in Phoenix.
But Ultra Boost, based on population. But Ultra
exactly,
Boost.
Exactly. They get more
no,
pairs.
No. But Ultra Boosts aren't on the East Coast like they are on the West Coast. And Jordans aren't on the West Coast anymore like they are on the East Coast. It's flip-flopped. We want all the Ultra Boosts.
That.
It is like that.
I don't know about it.
Look on a Foot Locker release app. Everything gets released from the Southeastern United States to the East.
Nothing gets released out here. Robert Wayne here, you get any Timberland you want. You go into
I don't think anyone's checking for Timbs.
Nobody. They got no Timberlands left in stock. You can only get... You can't get 6-inch Timbs. You're going to get 2-inch Timbs.
You can.
Only low tops left.
No.
I don't know what that has to do with this discussion.
So,
but.
On the East Coast, you could get a 6-inch Timbs. You might not get wheat, but you might get like brown leather or blue or gray or something like that. That's a possible fact. All right. But.
Y'all got to chill out.
I do agree with Simple in this sense. I think Space Jams are just going to turn into Gammas
and
72 Timbs.
After the fact.
But I think it's because of 11. I think 11 has lost its allure. Space Jam as a whole
Well, you know what? Well, tell us these nines. If these nines sell out, then that point doesn't matter.
And people
these
are doing raffles. They're doing everything that you would think for like a special release for these nines.
They won't sell out.
I was surprised. I see raffles. I see like tweets like, yo, online raffle. I'm just like, what? Like, put
George started the trend over retail, under retail. I will say right now, Space Jam 9's under retail. You can wait. You can wait
you
on them because you will get them for under retail.
Absolutely. But I'm saying it's a litmus test.
And I think also that Space Jam 11's.
You guys think I'm not making sense, but on the holiday season, people don't buy shit.
But you're talking about of lesser sought after stuff. True Blue 3s and 9s are not on the list of anybody. People, sneakerheads.
That's two OG colors coming out.
Yes. But sneakerheads do not. Christmas and sneakers, it doesn't matter to them.
No, it doesn't matter.
We talk about them like
because 90% of them.
Yes, it does.
No, it
people
doesn't.
Sell a million things
no,
leading up to Christmas. You know exactly
okay,
how it
yes,
goes.
But that doesn't affect them copying stuff that drops. It was some. It does.
It does because the resellers drive the market. Absolutely, it does. We don't drive the market.
Okay,
the resellers
put it this way.
Do.
Space Jams won't be affected. They're gonna sell out.
I think, of course they are.
But
I think they'll sit.
I think
you're smoking.
No. I don't think they'll sit, but I think it'll be easy for anybody to get.
Sold
if
out.
You want a pair, you'll
yes,
be able to get.
That's different.
Yes,
you'll
they
be able
sold
to get
out,
multiple.
But me and Ryan drove around with about 5, 6, 7 pairs in the back.
Okay, but here's the thing.
And me and you drove around with Concord
okay,
with about 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 pairs
here's
in the back.
Here's the thing. I had
with more coming.
I got 2 7210s.
I got swindled. On a pair of Concords, and it still didn't affect me. It sucked.
At the time, it did.
Yeah, I was heated, all right? I got took, all right, on a
between,
train.
Between you and I, here's we had, thing. I think, 11 pairs of 7210s.
Yeah, but you had 9 of them, all right? Like,
you had 2, and you put in, and you entered 4 raffles, you won 2. Okay, you were 50. You were hitting. No, you were shooting 50% for 72 times.
Nah, I lost at Nike Scottsdale number one. Okay, that's number
that
one.
That was shocking.
Number two, I only won at one chic.
You lost at Nike Scottsdale because Greg went in and deleted half the list.
All right. Well, first of all,
yeah,
you did, but that was a long time ago. That. But we won on that one,
bro.
They were like, they gave you the iPad.
I called
and
them.
Would say, put your own thing. I literally
deleted all the 9.5s.
I literally selected all the 9.5s and deleted them.
When you told me that, yeah. I called him. I was like,
hey, well,
like,
guess what? That manager who was like, there back then got arrested for fraud and is actually in prison. So I think what we did is not that bad.
Oh, I'm like, yo, no, I didn't.
I called him. I was like, hey, some people said they're deleting stuff out there. You might want to watch it. I seen it on Facebook. They're like, oh, we won't let anybody else hold the iPad.
Yes. So and remember when we called?
I was getting my pair.
I called and said it too, and they were like, "Oh no, we're holding the iPad."
Yeah,
but I don't care. I don't give a shit.
We got him.
Give me the iPad.
Okay,
we got him.
72 tens was online on Sneakers app last year.
He bought them. He got 72 tens.
Yeah,
at
you guys
bought IHOP,
one,
and so did I.
No, I got one, and he gave me one,
and I gave him one.
Yeah, you won.
I won.
I'm
one.
Saying you guys both won at Nike. I didn't win there.
We
that
both
tells
did win
you
at
how
Nike,
many
yeah.
how many entries they got now. Probably less 12s than 10 or 9.5 or whatever number you did. So
I sign up for
10. So that's a factor.
Let's just put it this way.
Big difference.
I don't know what this means because, like I told you before.
Holidays means everything. It changed. Everything changes.
But I don't know. I'm not seeing anything about Space Jams being limited. I don't understand why pre-orders for top three Jordan 1s, I see eBay everywhere. 265, 285, 295.
Lowest price I saw was 285.
Pre-sale, 245, 235.
You said
I mean,
390 or whatever.
Yeah, 390. Like, 11s.
People want them.
I guess. I don't.
Simple I mean, you does. Might not want them to keep. I'm sure you want them to resell.
I want the 11s to keep.
Yes, we know you do. You want three pairs probably for yourself. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
But see, one of the pairs that I regret ever in life selling is the original Space Jam. Because
the 2011?
I don't even
the 2009?
Whatever it was.
The original.
The
2009?
The first came out. The very first one that came out.
I didn't even have it. I don't think.
I think I had it twice. And I sold it to a guy I worked with for $100. And I think I sold it because they were just so dirty. I was like, I don't want these. And he cleaned them up and I was like, can I have them back? Like... But these ones don't look the same to me, so I'm not interested.
Why? Because there's a blue outsole?
It's not as blue as everyone thought it was.
I
but
think a lot of the people. Number one,
it's never as blue as everyone thinks it is.
The here's the best things about this Space Jam to me. Number one, the 45, the box. Number three things in the box is fire. The fact that the number is stitched, double fire.
Whoa, what?
The 45 is stitched. It's not an iron-on. It's a stitched 45.
Hold on. Did it have 45 the first time?
No.
No.
Okay,
23.
Yeah, so that's another reason.
That's another reason.
Yeah, but that's stupid.
And then the last reason is because of the fact that the patent leather, the mud guard on it, is based off of the prototype sample that he wore in the playoffs, and it hasn't ever released on
a
shoe.
Yes, but that wasn't... A Space Jam, though. Everyone knows.
It
I mean,
wasn't the
people
Space
don't realize
Jam.
That.
It was the prototype. It was the
it
prototype.
It was a 72-10-ish
It was.
Shoe.
No.
But yes, you're right.
It was black with a blue Jumpman and an ice sole.
But it didn't have purple.
But it did not have purple on the bottom.
Correct.
No. It was a prototype of Nike that he took from Nike, wore against the Orlando Magic in the playoffs, and got reamed for it because the shoe... wasn't even put into production.
But if I said if there was any 11s that I feel that people should own, it would be a Concord, a Bread,
and a Space
and
Jam.
A Space Jam.
Yep.
And depending on how your collection is, if your collection has already reached triple digits, whatever, you should probably have at least one of those.
Yep.
All right. Facts. I don't understand why Bread came in the regular Nike box still to this day.
Yeah, that doesn't make
you
sense.
Know, I do
but
know
they,
why.
They made a mistake.
I do know why.
They made a mistake at
why?
The time, and then they realized it and changed
so the,
it back.
So the reason why the Bread came in the regular Nike box was because of all the amount of like stick-ups there were on the release right before that, which was the Cool Grays?
I think it was Concords.
Concords? Because of the amount of... crime that the Concord release caused. They switched the box so that when you walked out of the store, somebody wouldn't be able to distinct an 11 from a Flight 45
all right,
or whatever
so
they were selling at that point.
Concord.
That was a dumb reason.
It was a dumb reason.
Concord's, black reds, gammas, whites.
Trash.
And then 72-10s, right?
Yeah.
It went well with right? Space Jams?
Yeah.
Space. Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, I'm not going that far back. I know Cool Grays was 2010. 2011
Concord's.
Was Concord's.
Yeah.
12 was black reds, 13 was gammas, 14 was whites. Last year was 72 tens.
Yeah, and then this year, and then 9 was Space Jams. And this year, Space Jams again.
Very underrated.
Underrated.
Yes. I don't know about. It depends. I don't look good.
I might just buy Space Jams and just wear them one time and then sell them. And you know I'm not even joking. I might do
but
that.
But you know what's funny is a part of me does want to buy Space Jams and keep them, but I don't know why.
For the culture.
I guess.
But see, I don't think you want to. I don't think you want to keep them. I think you just want to wear them.
I think that might be it.
And then sell them. Like
because
what I just
can't
said.
Think of the last time I put an 11 on. I can think
Concord.
Of
Concord had to be low top is the last time.
Dude, I think
on.
I broke bread 11s.
I haven't even worn.
Yeah, but you didn't keep them, I don't think.
Did you buy?
I had 3 pairs. I gave Oscar one.
I think we had more than that. I think I had about 7.
Did you buy Navy gum and cherries?
Yeah.
And you
No. I got cherries. I do got cherries. I never wore them yet.
I haven't worn my cherries. I haven't worn my cherries. I haven't worn my navies. I haven't worn my.
I think I would buy navies for off like a swoosh discount ish. Oh, yes.
Navies are like. Navies suck in person. Cherries are better than navies.
Cherries are better than the original version.
Cherries are dope.
Too much white.
But, I mean, well, we kind of talked about Russell Westbrook, but we really didn't.
Yeah, we did. Well, I mean.
We brought him up. But it's kind of
okay,
like.
Okay, well, so let's just. All right, so we talked about it. Just let's ask. Is he going to average a triple-double for the whole season?
God, that would be.
That would be so tight.
Is he going to average a triple-double for the whole season?
Okay.
And first of all.
I'm going to say yes. You can I don't say, think he will, but I'm going to say yes.
In your nose, you put Big O, but that's Oliver. That's Oliver.
Okay, simple. Go somewhere.
That's not Oscar Robinson.
Go somewhere, simple.
That's
is
Big
he gonna,
O.
Okay. Is he going to – do you know anything about basketball?
Do you know who the Big O really is?
Okay.
He played for the Suns.
This is the thing. Whether he
Does
averages –
Does he know what he's talking about?
See, averaging a triple-double in sports world is
– Yeah, it's like
– Insane.
It's like triple crown in baseball or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, us being a sneaker podcast, it's like
– It's got to be the shoes.
That right there in him, his attitude, tacky style, basketball play – He should have been a Nike athlete. He's out here wearing 31s. Russell Westbrook isn't selling 31s. You have probably one of the greatest. His season averaging a triple-double is going to go up there with any Jordan season. Facts. Any Magic Johnson season. Any Jordan season. Okay.
Okay.
But not say championship.
But at the same time, let's look at the Jordan athletes.
You guys,
had,
you guys know I love advanced statistics,
that
so
had,
I'm going to disagree with that.
Yes,
just
you're
on
a nerd.
That basis.
We know.
Hey, I'm fine with it. I love Star Wars. I love video games.
But
you call me whatever you want.
But look at people that have had signature Jordan shoes. CP3s.
Oh, I need Uncharted 4, by the way. Anybody want to hook me up?
CP3s suck. Wade's on Jordan brand suck. Like
not the South Beach colorway. I don't remember what year it was.
Bruh, don't you dare say anything like that.
Don't you say that.
You better not say
those Wade Jordan South Beach.
You shut up.
Bruh, don't you ever say anything like that.
STFU. Shut the fuck up.
I forgot those even existed.
They were dope.
Those were one of the worst sneakers of all time.
Are we talking about the same one?
A South Beach Wade? We got to be.
Are we talking about the same one?
Bruh.
You need chill. You need a nap.
I got to see this, man. You can't possibly be talking about what I'm thinking of.
Well, look it up.
You might need to go to sleep.
Simple, are you going to answer the question?
What?
What do you mean?
What was the question?
Is he going to average a triple-double for the season?
I don't think it's possible anymore.
Christ.
I don't think you can.
I want to say no, but I'm saying yes, but I don't think it's possible. No,
I don't think it's possible anymore.
I'm about to throw the phone.
I mean, when Oscar Robinson did it, there was like 78% of the league was white.
All right, I think
spit your beer everywhere.
I think I was thinking about a different shoe. I'm gonna take an L on that one.
Yeah, you take the L on that one. Well, that's the sneak this beer. Man, that's everywhere.
It might be on me too. Pause.
My bad.
There's not enough white
but
people.
See, that's
in the
a problem,
man.
When
you better
you
relax.
Have...
You've been talking about a lot of white stuff today, though.
That's real, dude. I'm getting a little suspect. Pause. I don't understand. Like that right there it's gonna be considered one of the greatest basketball seasons ever. Ever guaranteed MVP, and he has.
But
no
I don't think I don't think it's up there with like LeBron's top seasons or Jordan's or even Steph's last season from last year.
Russell Westbrook, he could carry a Nike basketball.
I don't think
facts.
So. Why could he carry a Nike basketball?
Because he's probably
think,
the coolest person
think,
in the league.
If you think Kyrie can't, I don't think he can.
No, no.
The only
no.
reason
but
Harden
no.
can is because it's Boost. That's the only reason.
And he dated a Kardashian.
Yes, that's true. And so did Harden.
I don't
Who?
Know.
Or is that
what
you talking about?
I'm talking about Harden.
Oh, the only reason Harden can is because, and he's.
Russell Westbrook is married.
It's a little
Respect
different.
Respect the marriage.
Because Harden's basketball.
I don't know nothing about
his
personal life.
But Harden's Nike basketball sneakers? Harden's Nike sneakers? off the hook dope.
Yeah, run right. the run the ones.
But they didn't promote yeah. them like that. They didn't treat them like that. All right. And maybe he wasn't at that level yet, but they didn't treat him like that. Boost, fine. Anything you got boost with anything, fine. It's probably the best Boost basketball shoe out there right now. Visually looking.
We'll see what the Wiggins logo
Russell
looks like.
Westbrook has the attitude. He's cool. He's has style at some point.
Yeah, but I don't think he's
and
like
he's
I don't
great.
I don't think he's
not
like,
just good. Kawhi Leonard on a Jordan, stop it.
He's
boring.
Cool. He's cool, but I don't think he's like Kanye cool like you're making it.
No, no,
seem.
No. He's not like we camping out, but he could sell out some stuff. If Kyrie is selling out some colorways, a Russell Westbrook could sell out some Nike colorways.
I think yeah, but Kyrie won a championship and was like basically the MVP reason they won.
I don't think so. A Russell Westbrook could sell out something. Because he can't sell out a Jordan 31, even though Jordan 31s are selling out.
The quilted ones sold out on sneakers. I don't know if they sold out anywhere else.
They dropped.
Yeah, neither did I. And I actually think they're kind of dope, but I think the rest of the 31s suck. The Jumpman is too big, and it's another capital L.
They messed up with that. Nike messed up letting Westbrook go with Jordan. They did. He can't carry a Jordan.
Maybe it was his decision, though.
I'm sure it was, but I'm saying, like, he
but look
made the
at
wrong
like,
decision.
Look at, like, somebody like...
We're talking about Nike, okay. KD, Kyrie.
Yeah.
Who else?
But look at, like...
Nobody.
Look at somebody else who... I don't think anybody can carry a Jordan 30, 31, but, like, look at the... How crazy people go over Bibby or Ray Allen PEs or Derek Anderson PEs, things like that.
Yeah,
like,
because they're retros.
Well,
though.
I get
that's
that.
Why.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so if you want him to play, like when Russell Westbrook wore like the Thunder 4s.
Yeah, you're saying he should be like Derek Anderson yeah. and Michael Finley and yeah. those guys who wear retros instead of.
But they would have to
instead of trying
him,
to carry the Jordan.
Well, they
models.
Did it with Carmelo, didn't they? Or did those ever come out?
12s
or CP3s did.
CP3s did.
Even though I think 13s sucked. Mellow
12s came out,
those
quote unquote,
so
in. Grade school sizes.
Those should have never came out.
What,
he's on the CB3? Clippers now. Like CP3 13s, it was like, eh. Like,
yeah.
He was like already like 5 years removed from
they really
New
didn't
Orleans.
Do that well either.
They didn't. Like, it was like, why are you dropping
they,
this?
They got him at the outlets. So,
and he's right. still out there wearing some dope PE Clipper colorways. I'm like, yo, he's out there wearing like.
I actually think
fire.
I think if you took the Jumpman off CP3 shoe or just made it smaller,
the new
this
shoe?
New one, it would be fire. And you guys are actually hating on it.
And you.
Oh! What?
I never hated on it.
Yes, you did. I think it's actually recorded on one of the podcast episodes.
And you loved last year the green
you hated on the CB3s. I brought
it
up.
You loved
ones.
You loved it too.
It was cool.
I brought the new CB3 up, and you guys were like,
maybe you're right. All right.
Well, that gives us into the top five best nicknames of all time.
So, the homie Jay, Shanghai Souls on Instagram. Follow him. He actually sent this idea, so shout out to him. He's in China. He's out there teaching kids. You know, good cat, super cool dude, listens every single week. Shout out to the homie Jay. Follow him on Instagram, Shanghai Souls, with the S at the end, not a Z. He said, why don't we do a top sneaker nicknames? So we're going to do.
I like the idea.
And since Space Jam is like the nickname of a shoe, what better time to do it? So top five sneaker nicknames. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first. I got a couple honorable mentions.
I got some honorable mentions, too. So
I got the Space Jam. I've got the Eggplants and the Carpe Diem.
Wait. Start again? What happened? I missed
Space Jam, Eggplants, Carpe Diem.
Oh, that's a good one. I can't believe I forgot about that one.
So
what makes that a good one?
I'm upset about
that. What makes that a good one is that it's an actual nickname. It's not the color of the shoe. That one's dope.
Well, yeah, I didn't pick. I don't think I picked any colors. I mean, if you did like a creative thing to make a reference to a color, yeah. But I didn't pick like solar reds or anything like that.
No.
You know what I mean? But that's actually dope because seize the day. Hey,
but
I'm with it.
I have a Kobe on my list. So
do I. I think
you should know what it is.
Probably the same one then.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah. All right. So, number five, South Beach 8. Like, for you to put that shoe out, like, after he left Cleveland and, like, throw it in Cleveland's face, like, hey.
Or, well, they call it preheats, too.
Yeah,
so.
Or the preheats, yeah. Or the Miami, and the Miami, actually, yeah. Miami Knights should have been on here, too, but Miami Knights,
I
don't
thought
mention.
About it, I didn't put it on there.
Number four to me, Kobe Grinch.
Dang, I didn't think of that.
To call a shoe a Grinch, like, that was fire flame.
Considering you made your list when you just walked in, it started off pretty good.
Kobe, I'm swinging for the fences, fam.
That's pretty good.
Kobe Grinch.
Didn't even cross my mind.
Number three is the band. Like, just connecting that with the fact that it was banned from the league, like, yeah. I think that's dope.
Yeah.
But did you look at my list before you started? What's going on here?
Number two, another like iconic Jordan moment that transitioned into a shoe game, the flu game.
Oh, I thought he was about to say something else. I'm about to be upset.
I mean,
I thought my list was fire. My list is trash now.
Especially like the flu game.
Never
like,
crossed my mind.
I'm surprised one thing that I have honorable mention that he didn't mention because he talks about them all the time.
That might be the greatest list of all time. I'm not even going to
lie. Wait, till I do mine. Yeah.
Because I didn't think of one of his. I didn't even think of bands. I'm sitting here thinking of bread. That's what I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm bread one. I never banned, never crossed my mind.
And number one, to me, the greatest sneaker nickname of all time, even though it didn't come out.
Yes, the Bud Lights. Oh, okay. You got Bud Light in your hand. The Bud Light years.
The Red Octobers.
Yeah, I thought about putting those on honorable mention. I wasn't going to put them on the list, but
if they would have dropped in October and we all hunted for them,
that'd have been dope.
And you got to hunt for the Red Octobers.
It's my birthday month, so I thought about it, but
that was
a good list. That's a good list.
I don't like games,
that's the
like,
first good list. That's the first cheer I ever got for a list ever. Y'all normally like F wait. You suck. Get the fuck out of here. You're off the sneak disc. Go suck a dick.
I don't like that was number one.
You don't even say Paul
Hold
either.
On. I don't like that was number one. I think it. On the list, cool, but some of the other stuff
I will say
was
number
better,
one.
Though.
Some of the stuff you said was
better than Red October.
The reason why I liked your list is because they were actual
read it
nicknames.
Again.
Yeah, say your list again. Say five again.
All right. So number five, the South Beach Eight. Number four, the Kobe Grinch. Number three, the band. Number two, flu games.
My list
number
is
one,
trash.
Yeezy Red October.
My list is trash compared to that.
All right. I should have more than two honorable mentions. I only have two.
I might have to switch some stuff up.
Yes. Tell us all the time.
I'm going to leave it.
I'm not switching nothing. You want me to go then?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
All right. Honorable mentions. Volcanoes, just because you look at the shoe, it makes you think like fire flame shoe. Hot volcano. It
makes you think pink trash.
All right.
I don't think that's true at all.
You
know what?
He's so high on himself right now. He's so high.
He got hype and then started talking nonsense about everybody else.
He's so
Look
high.
At him.
He's high.
All right. The one that I'm surprised you didn't put on there was lobsters.
Oh.
The whole pack. Oh, I put everything.
Everything.
All three, the whole pack.
Everything.
I put lobster pack. I don't know how you didn't put
everything.
Lobsters on there.
My list is garbage.
And butter. Yellows is butter. Reds is red lobster. And blues is blue lobster.
Yellow is yellow lobster. It's not butter.
Oh, is it? Oh, I thought
oh
it was for
God.
Butter.
Get the fuck out of here. Get off the sneakers. Go suck a dick.
You see how he acts?
No joke. I'm sitting there like, oh, where is butter?
That is right, though, because yellow is
the most rare lobster ever.
Yeah. All right, yeah, that makes sense. Damn. This guy turned into a jerk.
So
dude, he shouldn't have said anything.
He's feeling so
and
good.
And you'll like this one, and I just thought of this, actually. I can't believe I didn't put it earlier. Kennedy's. Just because when you look at the shoe, it
makes you think of high class.
Like
it looks like you're going
on
a yacht.
Like Nantucket on a yacht or something.
You
know what I mean? That's fire.
I put it and I deleted it.
You just left Martha's Vineyard. You're on a yacht.
Yeah, like you're on Nantucket or something. Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
That's actually super dope.
Hey, I'm dead serious. All right,
you just left
five,
Cape Cod.
Five, we had one the same. Grinch. Christmas is coming up. You got to have Grinch on there. Grinch is fire.
Never crossed my mind.
Green shoe with red laces. It was super dope. Number four. Named after a movie, He Got Games.
Ooh.
Might be kind of corny, but the name, the nickname of the shoe.
Now, yes, but they didn't start calling him He Got Games until they got retro.
I understand that, but the retro for that.
They were just black and white back in the day.
Well, that's like calling Space Jam 9, Space Jam 9. This is the first time I ever heard anybody say Space Jam 9.
The homie Rome is the one that said that.
Nah,
and then when you sent that picture, I was like, people are actually
calling
Space
that,
Jam 9.
I mean, they're.
And those purple ones should have been Randy Moss 9s. Because Randy
Facts.
Moss wore those.
They are. They should be.
New sneakerheads.
What you got?
Number
Four?
Three.
All three?
Shatter backboard. I'm sorry. It makes complete sense.
I didn't even think about that.
MJ, too. That makes complete sense. I love it.
I didn't even think about that.
And he didn't wear that shoe. He just wore one, and then they made
Chicago
the shoe
one.
Color of the jersey.
Bro, yeah. My list is so garbage.
Number
you got
two.
Garbage list. Get
my
the fuck
honorable
out of here.
Mentions might be better than my top five.
That's a sneak diss.
What else you got?
Number two, he had number two, banned.
Banned.
Obviously, for a reason, they banned the shoe, and then they came out the one with the X.
Never
flames.
Crossed my mind.
And then number one, you guys should be able to guess this.
What's
undefeated for?
If they would have called it, what's the name? Well, actually, you know what a good nickname is? The ones that you love are the Undefeateds, the July Fives. I don't even think about those. What's the name?
False Flags.
False Flags.
That's a good name. I can never remember what it's called.
You put the water on there? Dribble off.
Your bizzles.
Dribbles off.
All right, number one, NYC Pigeons. It's the greatest idea.
I was
going to
put that.
A greatest idea for a shoe ever. For a company is to design something based on the color of a pigeon. That's so fire. And it's New York.
We literally argued for about 30 minutes about this list. And you guys are like, oh, we'll see. And you guys have both created great lists. My list is trash.
Pigeons actually should be. Yeah, that's,
my
that's
list
fire.
Is hot garbage.
And
my
lobsters.
Honorable mentions.
I miss lobsters.
Honorable
I also
mentions.
Missed,
I'm surprised you didn't have lobsters.
I also missed
lobsters
Miami and Knicks figs. Because Miami and Knicks, to call something Knicks, and the Knicks colors are dope. That should be on there too. Go ahead.
I'm done. My list is, I'll just say it. I mean,
just, let's hear this
mentions,
shit.
Honorable mentions. I got Miles Davis Kobe's. Which is a great
one. Those are dope.
The shoe is blue. Blues.
The
it's
blues.
Blue.
We get it. Yeah. Clever.
I got leatherback threes.
That's stupid because it's just a leatherback. You're right.
Why
your
is
list
he
sucks.
Hating so much?
I'm not going to
argue
with it.
Y'all gave me all this praise. Look at me now.
I'm not going to hate. And then just the what the. I mean.
Oh, shit. I forgot to put those on my honorable mention.
Yeah,
honorable
that, mention. That's actually. Yeah, that's
it's
dope.
Just.
I just like the fact that they called
they
it that.
They could have called
what
it.
The, yeah, that's dope.
You did good. You did good. You got
and
one.
And I got Skate or Die SB Dunks because if you never.
The video game.
If you
yeah.
never played the game.
That's true.
The
that's
colors,
dope.
You wouldn't be able to put the color.
That's actually dope.
All right. Okay. Yo, my list is not garbage.
Dude, wait, that was your. That was right.
Honorable mentions.
That makes me think of Ms. Pac-Man's. Did you put those on there?
I didn't even think about that, though. I was thinking about roller derbies.
There's a lot of SBs. SBs, you can
SBs
take a whole
is
list.
The number
oh,
yeah, one.
Yeah.
Is the number one.
And Ronnie Fikes.
Yeah, SBs.
Tauntauns,
Ronnie,
yeah. everything.
Yeah.
And
Ronnie Fikes. And
Stormtroopers. Right. I mean, bruh. When Pigs Fly, everything.
My list has reason, but it's whack. It's like the wackest list ever. Number five, Red October Yeezy 2s. I mean,
okay.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Number four, I got Taxi 12s.
I mean, I'm fine with it.
Yeah, that's fine. Taxi
I have
dope.
It on there because it's called Taxi 12, but the only taxi color
is the bottom.
Is
the
bottom
heel
and the mm-hmm. little heel tab. Mm-hmm. So I was like, fine. But it's in the description of the name.
But it's dope. And you know exactly what, like, when you say that, you know exactly what you're talking
Number
about.
Number three, I got Lava ATC 2s, Air Tech Challenge 2s. I got it because the color looks like lava, like it's like faded. This list
okay,
is
we'll
trash.
Give it to you.
I'm falling off.
You're struggling.
Number two. I got Tiffany SB Dunks.
Yeah.
Okay.
But here's the reason why. Is because we call them Tiffany SB Dunks. They have nothing to do with Tiffany. Nothing at all. It's a diamond and SB collaboration, but we connect it to the color of Tiffany.
Jewelry.
Jewelry.
Yeah.
Like, it's ridiculous in the fact that that stuck with it. Like, if I was Diamond, I'd be a little heated. Like, dang, no one calls them Diamond Dunks.
If I was Tiffany, I'd be like, copyright infringement.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no way. But everything, they base their color off Tiffany.
Off Tiffany.
Right,
yeah.
I get it.
Like, the company color, not just the shoe.
We I don't know. Care. But still, no one refers to it as the Diamond Dunks.
Yeah, but I don't think they care.
They don't. And number one, I have this as number one. I'm shocked that you guys don't have it. I have it number one because, like, it might have been the smallest amount of color on the shoe, one. Two, it's the most recognizable sneaker might be of all time. I don't care of what sneaker you think about, and that's the Concord 11. It's
true.
The most recognizable sneaker.
And there is a Jumpman on the bottom of the shoe that's Concord purple.
And on the back, the Concord, and maybe something on the cross the tongue with the Jumpman, maybe.
Maybe.
And it's the most recognizable sneaker ever.
The only thing is just the Jumpman on the tongue.
Yeah, your list is not as bad as you thought it was.
It's not as bad as you thought it was.
It's not bad. I'm disappointed. Y'all had some fire picks on there.
It's not as bad as you thought it was.
Beach 8 Grinches and stuff? I never thought of that. I never thought of flu games.
Yeah.
I never thought of bands. I'm sitting there thinking, like, bread ones? Ah. Never gonna call them bands. I'm sitting there, bread ones? Nah.
Well, like, something that's dope to me.
I almost put top three.
Something that's dope. Yes, the top three.
It's not even top three to me because they call the Chicago one part of it. There's no Chicago on there. It's a black toe.
Well, something that's dope to me is that, like, and it's not really a nickname because you're actually just calling it by the color on the box, the black cements. Like, black cement and white cement, like, that's a dope.
No. What's better than that? Elephant.
Elephant print. Yeah, that's true.
Elephant, like the Atmos elephants.
Okay, yeah, that's true because the elephant
that's
print.
That's better than
what
that.
What was number two on your list?
You might have to redo this list.
What was number two on your list?
This is gonna get a lot of comments from
okay,
people though because
I was
people
say,
are gonna
is, I was gonna
people
say,
are gonna have a lot of lists that we didn't think of, like stuff we didn't think of.
So, anyways, anything else?
I was gonna say that with the Tiffany's, like I don't think a lot of people, like a lot of kids, even know that it's a diamond collab. They just call it Tiffany Dunk. They don't know where it came from.
That's a possibility. Because did the Diamond Highs have diamond on the tongue?
They do have the diamond on the tongue, okay. Yes.
See, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I haven't looked at basically them. The same. You saw how much dust was on my SB stuff. On this much dust.
Man, that was, we should have did 10.
We should have did 10. We can revisit.
We're so busy at work right now, it's hard to make a...
Because we're real people.
That was a good list.
These we're are real terrible. Figured. I don't we know why you like those.
No, I don't think they suck. The Wiggins are good basketball shoes.
They're dope.
I'm not talking about the, I mean, they don't, on the they, court.
They don't like they're fine. They don't they suck for casual.
I heard it's the most comfortable basketball shoe of all time, but that's probably not what I'm talking about.
It gotta be better than Harden's. So.
Yeah. Well,
not looks wise.
Anyways, anything else?
That's a sneak disc.
Awesome.